WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, parts of Alabama and Georgia experienced high wind that did not come directly from thunderstorms or from the normal gradient wind, but came as a result of a wake low. So just what is a wake low? A wake low, sometimes referred to as a wake depression, is a mesoscale low-pressure area which trails the mesoscale high following a squall line. Due to the subsiding warm air associated with the system's formation, clearing skies are associated with the wake low. While this feature was once difficult to detect in surface observations due to wide spacing of stations, the denser networks of mesoscale weather stations, or mesonets, has increased their detection. Wake lows produce severe weather in the form of high wind when the pressure difference between the meso high preceding it and the wake low is intense enough. The wind can reach speeds of 50 to 60 miles an hour, resulting in downed trees and power lines. Once new thunderstorm activity associated with the squall line comes to an end, the wake low will weaken in tandem with the squall line. It's interesting to note that Dr. Theodore Fujita of tornado fame is first credited with describing wake lows in 1955. Wake lows form due to adiabatic warming in the wake of mature squall lines at the back edge of their rain shields, where evaporative cooling is unable to offset warming due to atmospheric subsidence or downward motion. They can be caused by gravity waves, which duct through boundary layers, which are deep and cold to the north of a front. Clearing conditions will accompany the wake low due to the descending warm air mass associated with this feature. Within the United States, these systems have been observed to occur in the Mississippi River Valley, the southeastern U.S., Florida, and the Great Plains. Direct and indirect ways help to indicate the presence of a wake low. The most direct is through the use of surface observations, but the most successful detection comes with mesonets with their higher density of observations. On satellite and radar imagery, wake lows and heat bursts normally occur on the rear side of a precipitation area. However, within larger precipitation areas, they can be located within the area, showing a minimum of returns together with a sharp demarcation in the end of precipitation. When using velocity data from the WSR 88D Doppler radar network, high wind on the back edge of reflectivity data may provide a clue to the location of a wake low. Another interesting feature of our complex atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.